For the love of ancient Greece, our very personal conclusion. Hi, in today's episode we are going to abide a farewell to our heroes of ancient Greece, but let us first address the elephant in the room. Don't you think that selecting only 8 heroes of personality is too small of a selection to represent properly the richness of ancient Greek civilization?
Yes, absolutely. Our choice was completely personal. The personalities that we have selected in this series represent, in our view, the epitome of this incredible time. Of course, we do acknowledge that our choice is debatable, as there are so many outstanding people. We, therefore, need to apologise for all the great heroes that we have deliberately forgotten in our series. It is most certainly very unfair.
How did you select these 8 few, happy few?
As you can easily imagine, our choice was extremely difficult. There were so many incredible minds in ancient Greece, such as a mathematician like Pythagoras, Thales, Euclid, or Archimedes, and his famous Eureka, whose findings we all still use to this very day. We are embarrassed to have omitted the playwriters such as Sophocles or Euripides, from whom Alexander the Great liked to quote. There are, of course, so many philosophers, so many great heroes whose legacy is still treasured today in all aspects of our Western civilization. So we decided that our only way to make the selection was to choose deliberately, selfishly, our favourite heroes. Our selection is completely personal. We each of us chose 4 personalities who we would love to talk about.
After researching and exploring these great heroes from the past, what are your thoughts, your own conclusion?
What we both found mind-blowing is the extraordinary intuition of the ancient Greeks, who in fact have shaped the scientific curiosity of our Western civilization. When Heraclitus, in 535 to 475 BCE, declared that you never swim in the same river twice, he had understood intuitively that everything changes, nothing remains the same, prefiguring the law of entropy, which was formulated only in the last centuries. What about the intuition of Leptis in 500 BCE and his student Democritus, who figured out that the world was made of building blocks and the tiniest element was to be called an atom? When in 200 BCE, Eratosthenes estimated the Earth's circumference to be 46,250 kilometres, he was only making an error of roughly 6,000 kilometres. He measured the angle of a shadow cast by a stick at noon on the summer solstice in Alexandria and found it made an angle of about 7.2 degrees, or about 1/50th of the complete circle. How extraordinary is that? What's really amazed us is that many of their theories, which were based solely on their extraordinary intuition, have been validated by science, sometimes after thousands of years, and for some only quite recently. If you refer to the observations of Aristotle about the octopus.
But many of their theories are now quite ridiculous or have been proven wrong.
Of course, many of the ideas have also been proven wrong or irrelevant and even absurd. Even the great mathematician Thales, from 625 to 545 BCE, whose theorem we still use every day in our digital world, was completely wrong about thinking that the world has developed from water. But even if we know that he was wrong for the formulation of the universe, all scientists agree that life came from water, so he's not completely wrong. What has proven wrong, for example, is the great philosopher Aristotle, who thought that objects fall at a speed proportional to their mass. He was proven wrong in the 17th century by Galileo in his experiment in the Leaning Tower of Pisa, who demonstrated that objects of different sizes and masses fall with the same acceleration.
Ancient Greece, despite all these extraordinary philosophers, mathematicians, and soldiers, was finally dominated by the Roman Empire.
From about the year 50 BCE, Rome took the leadership and conquered, one by one, all the Hellenistic world kingdoms. It was the beginning of the mighty Roman Empire. But remember that Rome used to be a province of Greek culture. So Greek culture, Greek art, and Greek philosophy were going to domain the Roman Empire long after the political or military power of the Greeks had completely disappeared. While Athens remained the centre of philosophy, with many schools of philosophy welcoming pupils from all over the new empire, Alexandria, with its impressive library, founded by General of Alexander the Great, became the capital for mathematics, astronomy, biology, and medicine. But when you learn about the history of Greece, you can't help to find a lot of similarities with our own recent history. A fratricidal war for them between Athens and Sparta, for us, the First World War. The emergence of a new empire, the Roman Empire, for them, the American domination for us.
How would you both conclude your exploration of ancient Greece? What feelings prevail?
I think that for both of us, it would be our amazement as we have explained it, but also gratitude as we are constantly building thanks to the strong base that they have provided for us. The civilization of ancient Greece flourished more than 3,000 years ago, but the ideas, the concepts, and even the words of the ancient Greeks continue to influence us and shape our world. Today we try to find out someone's Achilles heel. We look for the symmetry to judge beauty. We fear for the future of our democracies. We applaud in unison at the Olympic Games, the plays of Sophocles, the fables of Aesop, the philosophy of Aristotle, the theorem of Thales are explained in schools. We still scream Eureka when we find a solution to a difficult problem. We could go on and on. Our Greek heritage is just so immense.
Any additional comments?
Well, according to the ancient Greeks, the gods gave us life under the condition to make your given life useful. A useless life with no achievement was a sin that would condemn you to walk endlessly in the kingdom of shadows. It's quite useful, a useful guide for all of us.
So today we bid farewell to ancient Greece. Next week on Life from the Underworld, we start an incredible adventure with fictional interviews with all kings, queens and personalities who made the glorious history of England. So more fantastic fictional interviews to come. Meanwhile, stay safe, stay tuned, and don't forget our great ancient Greek heroes' advice. Make your life useful.